Good evening, everybody. How you doing? This is Skip here. Back again live tonight. I hope everybody's evening's been doing good. And hey, I'm glad that I can come out to talk to you all and meet you all. Thanks for listening to me. Hey, so the topic tonight is, I'm wondering deep in my heart of hearts why, as years went on in America, we became more or less content with being having a lot of quantity instead of quality in our lives and in our houses. And one thing I want to embark on is that, man, you know, I remember once upon a time in Chicago alone, let alone the country, we was a boom town. And we produced and manufactured some of the best products in the world. Not only just here to the United States, but some of the best products in the world. You know, and I mean, when you think about it, when we came to Chicago, most of our people from the South, they came here because of jobs and economics, and that's what we had. So, you know, they can always go to a good place where they was always having work. They was producing great products, you know. So now I'm just wondering, why did that decline? And maybe because the reason that it declined, because we was force-fed with this garbage, this manufactured now, that ain't built to last. Was just built to let you buy it after 2 years. Because, like I said, it's kind of ironic that in America alone, each household has at least anywhere between 500 to 1,000 Chinese-made products, which, in case of that, that probably will last for a couple of years if you're lucky. Then you have to go right back and buy. I mean, but I remember those golden years in Chicago, man. Please, we would buy stuff and it was made to last. Our manufacturers took pride in what they were making. And at the same time, you knew that when you bought something, it was defined and it was genuine. I mean, there wasn't no flakiness or it falls apart after 6 months to a year. So, you know, I just want to share that thought with you all tonight, because if we got it before, I know we can get it back. We just have to go and find the people that run the Chamber of Commerce. Because commerce means money and businesses. You know, that's why there's the success of minorities in Atlanta, because after the Martin Luther King movement and everything, Atlanta opened it up for minorities and black people to be on the Chamber of Commerce, to have a say of what economic development, what companies and what businesses are going to be there. So I was just, you know, doing my little homework, because I don't do research. Because I'm not a scientist. All I know is homework from growing up and making preparation. And what I found out that at the time, growing up in Chicago, man, that we had, it was a boom town. You know, a case of study, I just wanted to let you all know the stuff that I found out and I written down that, and here we go. In 1961, Zenith made its first color TV with 7 plants in the Chicago area. In July 14th, 1895, Schwinn Bikes was the number one bike company in America. Ferrero Candy started in 1908 in Little Italy. Jay's Potato Chips started in 1929. Hell, we even produced cars. The Tucker car was built in 1948 in Chicago, even though it wasn't the many that were made, but we even had the balls to even try to compete with the great one, boom. And in 1928, Motorola was built in Chicago, one of the best high-tech electronics firms in the country even today. And if we wanted to even drink in the confectionaries, we had Canfield Soda that was built in 1924. But yet, the list goes on and on and on, and that's why they gave Chicago the nickname, the city that was second to none. Because we made some great products, man, and it was built for the world. And it was like, hey, a boom town. I remember my father going on the west side when I was a kid to go get my brother his first Schwinn Stingray red bike in 1972, man. It was beautiful. It lasted a long time. I mean, it was great. Schwinn was the number one bike maker in the country at the time. And we're not going to talk about Zoom. As they used to say, quality goes in before the name goes on. And it was true. They had that big old picture tool So we had a little resistance. After they got rid of it, they would run that whole TV. I remember my first TV I ever bought was a used hotel TV, 19-inch, from a secondhand TV shop. And that thing lasted me over 10 years after I bought it, man. So, you know, looking back and reminiscing and looking back on it in retrospect, we had it all together. And I hate to see the style of changes and things go on if that's like a foregone conclusion, because I know in our heart of hearts, if we really wanted to, we can get it back. But it's just up to us. You know, of course, that's another conversation when I get into the solution part of this talk show. But at the same time, you know, being here to see that prosperous move, it was a beautiful thing. And I hate to think that people have forgotten, but man, I mean, when you think about it, it was one of the most beautiful things there was, man. You know, and that gave us inspiration and encouragement to do better in our own lives. That's why I'm trying to figure it out. But like I said, I'll say it again, I don't want to be no dinosaur, you know. But at the same time, I like to recognize what's around me and what exists. And those boom time years can come back. That's if we apply it and we take the lead, not these oily politicians that look like crooked lawyers or ex-used car salesmen, you know. So as time goes on, we're going to have to figure it out. Do we want something built to last, or do we just want something to pacify us and get us through the night and move on? You know, I prefer something that will stand, like the refrigerators we used to have. You know, I mean, everything, you know. It just don't stop there. Because being in Chicago, where it was resources to all the effects of just living, man, it was like a beautiful thing. And once those times are gone, those things are gone, it make you feel like, hey, you know, what happened? But we don't just need no to identify the problems. We need the solutions as well. And that's what I'm hoping to bark on if you all listen to this conversation and this talk show right now. That's what's very important more than anything else. So I was just going over that tonight to just realize that, man, we had it on. We had it going on. But, you know, since 1979, when manufacturing started slowing up, there was no production. You could tell, man, that it seemed like that was done on purpose. I mean, don't get me wrong. We go on to the Far East, on to China, and you can get cheap products and cheaper parts, and they're built the same way, but how long do they hold up? You know, I'm serious, man, because it's like it's good for you to be back another 2 or 3 years later and buy the same thing over. And I don't know about you all. I believe in progression, not regression. I don't believe in going backwards. So it's just the fact that, hey, it's where the state of mind and the heart is at. And that's what I'm looking at, the whole bigger picture. Because in those days, it took just a little, but you could make a lot. And now everything is so service and social media orientated that you can never see the fine quality and the fine line of things, especially when they're manufactured. It would be different if it was just, you know, cleaning the office or doing a talk, you know, radio show, such like I got right now, or just anything else. But, I mean, this was, you know, a serious thing, man. You know, I mean, those are boomtown prosperous years, man. I want to say from 72 all the way up until 79, and then it halted by the time 1985 come, and then it was thrown out the way. Because I can't remember Zenith, man. Last time I remember Zenith, they hired everybody from the hood to go out to Melrose Park, and they gave them new jobs, and the people loved it. But then after that, then it went down to Mexico, and I never heard nothing from it. But even when you go to Best Buy and shop for a TV, you don't see Zenith anymore. Zenith was a boom, man. I mean, believe me, it was a boom. You was into something, you had a Zenith. And just like Canfield Pop, the same thing. You know, 50-50 was booming. You know, ginger ale was booming. Came out the way from nowhere. You know, but that was all done here. And it was exported to the world, not just to all around America. What we got stuck at? But I believe in my heart of hearts we can make it happen again. It's just that we got to stop being so complacent and so, I would want to call it enabled. Because once the Chinese flooded these markets, that's all we look for and see. It ain't got to be good as long as it's there. But I like some life expectancy out of anything I spend my hard-earned money on. And that's the only reason why that I bring this topic up and subject tonight, because even without furniture, you know, years ago, North Carolina, the state of North Carolina was the mecca of furniture manufacturing. You would have some furniture that would hold up more than that black lacquer with gold trim ghetto furniture that you buy for under $1,500. And then after 6 months, you know, the bed frame falling apart. So it's kind of funny and ironic, but yet it's still at the same time it's not, because I hate that cliched saying, you get what you pay for. Because once upon a time, it was well beyond you get what you pay for. It was like everybody took pride when they manufactured and produced something, not just to doing it, to be doing it. You know, so that's what I'm kind of stuck with. Because as you can see, this is what's happening. This is the real world and real life and what we're dealing with now. Unless we just want to watch video games all day. You don't have to worry about where you sit, where you sleep. I didn't know, and forgive me, y'all. Please forgive me. I didn't know how stupid and naive I can be that you got bedrooms and beds that go for as much as $5,000. I didn't know that. I thought bed was one of the easiest things that you can buy. But, hey, you're talking about spending $150 or $200, you will have a hump in the middle of your bed within 6 months. Then you'll have to buy another one. So, you know, I'm kind of like naive to certain things when it comes down to what you need to live on. That's why I'm trying to do a lot of re-educating myself, so I know that when I do spend my few dollars, I won't be back within 16 months to 3 years, so I can enjoy what I got and what I'm sleeping on and how I'm living with it. That's the reason why a lot of times now, I mean, buying shopping online is cool, but for me, it's nothing like fair exchange is no robbery. If I give you my money, you give me what I pay for, in person, on site, and everything. Even when and if I'm in the underground, I feel the same way, because it's not eye candy. This is something that I got to either sleep, cook, or deal with. So that's basically it. You know, for me, I can't speak for everybody else, but I know there's a lot of y'all out there that was around when these boom times was happening in Chicago. I never understood that saying, that nickname that we got, second to none. That means that couldn't nobody compete with us until I got older. They'd never be in second place when it was compared to Chicago manufacturing, because they had everything booming. I mean, we had Philando Cookies, Archway, you know, Flavor Kiss. You know, we touched every corner of the manufacturing gambit to a point that we came out on top, man, and we didn't see that. You know, we just let everything flow like everybody else. And when they stopped moving all our great companies out to the suburb, they found out 20 years later, from the 80s to the 2000s, that was a wasted investment, because now they're begging and crying to get back into the city. You can see it around you. All those companies. Hell, sure, they used to make the needle for the turntable and shut down because there ain't no more need for needles and turntables. But they're the first ones to defect and go out there to, what's that, Skokie? Right there off Dempster, right off the highway, off the Eden's Expressway. So, you know, a lot of times if they thought that was a good move, maybe for the moment, but in the whole end, they never benefited them, because now they're thirsty to come back to the city as quick as they want to be. And now the city is telling them, if you want to cross the bridge, you got to pay a good toll. That was their whole intention. They should have never moved out in the first place. So basically, it's that type of thing now. But, hey, we can get it back if we really want it. We just have to stop putting our faith in these people that they say that's really concerned about us, that they really don't care about. You know how many vacant lots and different parcels of land that we have on the south and the west side that if a company really, really, really was concerned about the neighborhood, the community, and the base, it would be easy for them to throw up a manufacturing company in the plant. I mean, you see, Amazon already did it with used stores and used warehouses. But to manufacture something, they talk about productivity and cost being high. No, it won't. Because how can the Chinese beat you? Yeah, they're not paying nobody, but look at the stuff they're producing. I mean, when's the last time that you bought something for your house that only held up 2 to 3 years instead of 15 to 20 years? I don't care if it's your television, your kitchen faucets, your shower knobs. You know, I mean, we didn't even got away from that to a point that, hey, as long as it's there, it ain't got to be good, but it's there. Because I let you all into a secret that I have about myself. Now that I done gotten older. You know, when it comes to drinking soda, right? And I hate using that term because I'm from the south side of Chicago. I like the real term. When it comes to drinking pop, I prefer Pepsi over Wildwood. Pepsi, I know what I'm getting when I'm back. Yeah, I might have to pay about 60 to 80 cents more, but at least with that Pepsi, I can let it sit up in the refrigerator for at least 2 or 3 days before I finish it, instead of drinking that Wildwood and have a back gag taste because it's just pop. So sometimes I really consider and think that being a conscious consumer, that we all should buckle down and do that, because as I told people on my job driving that bus, and I mean it, I don't have nothing to give anybody, but I can help everybody. And when I spend my money, I have that same philosophy. You know, I'm not just throwing it around and throwing it around, because I want something to last. I mean, even when you go on clothes shopping, even in the textile garment industry, man, I mean, is it better to buy all your clothes from Walmart, or can you go up to Macy's or JCPenney's or Kohl's and catch the clearance rack? Which would you prefer? I mean, don't get me wrong, I like Walmart for certain things. Yeah, I buy them. I buy the shorts from them. Hey, I don't wear hoodies. I'd rather buy the sweatshirt from them. You know, the straight collar sweatshirts that I can't find. But you better believe, even in Burlington, I always go to the clearance because I know it's still something nice that I can get away with and it won't fall apart within 6 months to a year. You know, God bless my parents. I appreciate everything they've done for me. You know, they made me who I am today. But, you know, we used to have an ironic way of going back to school shopping. You know, because it's kind of funny now that I think about it. You know, my mother, you know, the housewife, didn't have too much, but always put her money together. She would, for school shopping, she would go at the end of July and the first week of August to catch my clothes on sale or even the clearance. Because, you know, she said, at least you can have it at least towards next summer, because you're going to grow out of it anyway, but it's going to stay together. She would always do that, man. And I'll never forget when it was Weibo and people like that. She would go there and find a place. This was when we used to catch the racing bus down to the Inglewood Howard. L stopped to go north and get off on Van Buren and walk up and down Van Buren, where Van Buren had all the stores. And she would catch them on sale and put them up, you know, and be like, hey, you go, wear this for school. My father, on the other hand, if he had been around today, he would probably bought some land in China just to get with the manufacturers to buy the cheap stuff. He would go to Weibo's and buy 5 pair of pants for under $50. And by the time February came of that next school year, I've been went through all of them and grew out of them and busted and holes and things everywhere. So, you know, I never understood it because I was a kid at the time, but I understand loud and clear now because, hey, man, if you spend your money, you want your money to be around for something that you spent it on, not just to be spending it, you know, trying to put a Band-Aid over cancer. So, you know, now that I'm an adult and I have a child, you know, I really have to be meticulous. And really, really make sure that, hey, everything is going to be cool, it's going to hold up, and it's all right. Then my spending my money won't be in vain, and I won't have an empty ill feeling. So The reason why I'm on the subject tonight, you all, is to just be conscious and aware. Not what just we all are doing, but what we are reduced to. If we didn't have nothing else, we had more options than one. And it's like it's getting so slim to none now, so much that I don't know what's around the corner tomorrow, what we can hold on to. But just make sure that it's done right and what we want. And that's basically all. To be aware is to be wise. And to understand is to know better. So, hey, I just want to put a bug in y'all here. I'm not complaining. You know when I'm complaining, because I said more than once. It would be too repetitive. But I'm just, you know, trying to enlighten, insight, and get people understanding. Because I tell you something. You know, out of all the bicycles I ever had, wasn't one of them. That one that came from Christie's, that's all apart. My father bought me one. I was so embarrassed. We had a block party, and I'm riding it down the street, and it fell apart. All pro. Not the gym shoes, but the bike. They came from Kresge's. That's the next Kresge's. So, you know, I mean, hey, I'm always saying to myself, if you ain't got my brother that Schwinn, why can't you get me one? And that Schwinn held up. And they had the banana seed and the sissy pole in the back. So, that's what I'm used to. I'm not used to a 45-50-inch screen TV. And if you leave it on a couple of nights, next thing you know, it's just as burnt. You got about it. So it's funny. But then again, it's not. So, hey, you all. I finally learned how to work this thing so you all can call in. So in another few minutes, we're going to try it. I'm going to press the button, and I'm going to say, call in, caller, and I would love for you to call in. So you can give me some thoughts and comments about this conversation tonight. So I'm not just sitting on the soapbox. So basically, that's it. But I really would like to know your thoughts and comments about what I'm talking about tonight because, hey, man, I'm tired of foregone conclusions. I'm serious. I don't know about y'all. I got too many hands in my pocket to just be giving money away. So basically, that's it. I mean, glory days. Glory days. Let's see if we can try this now, y'all. I'm going to try it right now. So first call in line I'm going to have, I'm going to want you to chime in. So let's see. Okay. Okay. Caller. Hello, caller. You can call and get to speak right now. Hello, caller. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. Make your comments. We're
hello?
On the phone right now, live and kicking. This is Skip.
Hey, what
hello.
Up? What up, man?
What
hey,
up?
You hear me?
What up, brother? How you be?
Oh, man, I'm well, brother. I'm just trying to get through this thing, man, till the next schedule, man. That's all.
I know, but you know what,
yeah,
man?
What?
Hey, man, it's only tough times. It's mainly tough people. We're going to get through this.
Yeah.
We're going to make it happen.
Yeah, we always do. We always do. It's a season
right.
For everything, and it just can't come and go. So I'm all right with that, but I'm just
yeah.
Like, man, it just drained because, you know, I be trying to, like on Sunday nights, last week I've been trying to catch every one of your shows, you know, stimulating conversation.
Okay.
But,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's like I'm a little
thanks.
Kid, man. With this swing, I gotta go to bed early. So you know, that's all. It's just a drag. But
that's
yeah, it. Man. Hey man. We wasn't rich. My brother had. Al had a swing, but we didn't get swing. Me and my other brother, we didn't get swing.
I know.
We
like
got,
me.
We
like
got,
me.
We got no, nah, but we got free spirits though from another Chicago retail from Sears, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And
the U.S.
Olympic.
Yeah, but
yeah.
That's what I'm saying, though. The whole synopsis of the story today is about when we boomed as a manufacturing hood. You know,
exactly.
I mean,
that
nickname and that reputation still holds true. We were second to nobody because we had access to the whole manufacturing marketplace. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, we did everything from confectionaries to transportation with bikes, to drinking pop, you know, even our garments and our textiles. Remember, Hart, Shafton, and Mark came from here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they don't even use Hart, Shafton, and Mark tailors no more. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So it was like,
no, that's
when
gone.
When he said that, they meant it, second to none, and they were right.
Yeah.
But you know what? I mean, I appreciate your optimism, but I don't know, man. The world has changed so much, and not only that, it's just that the world, if you really look at the world for what it's worth, the greed of capitalism, man, forces people to go where cheap labor is, and so that whole China thing. Is a huge monster to beat, because what you saying, it should work, but they too greedy to pay the people here some money. You know, they too greedy.
True.
And so that's why it won't be like that.
So what you saying, Brian? We got to take a page out of Gil Scott Heron to control your resources and to control your world, and he said that a long time ago. Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, you could. It would be nice if we could, but
right.
But we ain't.
But China got us by the ball on resources.
China got us by the ball. Our jobs got us by the ball. You know, just being real, man. I mean, you know, when you want to go and you only got so much money, they ain't gave you a raise in forever. You know what I'm saying? So you like you trying to figure out what to do. You trying to get the, you know, and that, I mean, hey, you know, and that ain't, you can't fault people for you know, you got to eat. So, you know, you end up buying that cheap stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just a vicious cycle, brother. It's sad.
Yeah. You know? That's true, but you know,
but I appreciate your optimism. It's just that I
hear you, Brian. There's a lot of us like that, too.
Yeah, and it hurts my soul to say it and be upfront about it, yeah.
Yeah,
you know?
But you know, at the same time, in the words of Jim Brown and Richard Pryor, what you going to do? Straight up. You know, hey, man, I'm tired of
what you
going to
do.
Right. I'm tired of buying that pretty 40-foot screen TV, and because I leave it on maybe 3 or 4 days out the week and I forget and I got to go to work, within 2 or 3 years I got to buy another one. When I used to go down to Zenith in Melrose Park and leave it on all night.
Yeah, that Zenith was mad.
You know what I'm saying? I'm serious, man.
But Zenith,
why did it go Zenith before the name goes on?
But see, even I don't remember the whole story, but Zenith kind of did themselves in, didn't they, with the VHS components and stuff, you know?
Yeah, and then they moved
to
Mexico because flat screen put them out of TV. Before I came to CTA, I worked for a company that used to make the frames for picture tubes to come off the assembly line, right? And then once flat screens came in, they went out of business. Zenith had moved down to Mexico, and you never heard from Zenith again.
Never again.
You know, so,
never again. Never again.
You know who
else they tried to do that to? I think I might have had one of the last Zenith CRT TVs, you know?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, though.
Who else
they
do it? Somebody else.
But it was built to stay, bro. It was built to stay. You had at least a 15-year life expectancy with a Zenith television. And then they wound up getting in the stereos. Their speakers were beautiful, you know. So the thing is that, you know, once we lost that, we became enabled by the comfort to cheap labor. And just because like if you move to a certain area, hey, just because your school down the street don't make it good just because it's down the street. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
not at all.
That's
kind
of crazy. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Brian, I ain't going to hold you. I'm going to try to get to another caller, man, and see their thoughts. So I appreciate you calling me, you know.
Oh, yeah,
my schedule
man.
Changed.
I enjoy your show, brother. Yeah, I'm back,
I'm back on my 12 p.m. thing, so I'll be able to enjoy the show a little more.
Yeah.
Because I gave up that 4-hour thing, too.
Yeah, man, that was it's cheating. It was cheating me. It cheats me. It's good because I can spend time with my folks on the swing and everything. But even my dad, like, son, what you doing? You going backwards, man?
Right.
But that's a whole different can of worms, brother. And we're gonna let you stay on topic. And
okay.
Hey, man, have a beautiful evening. I'm gonna keep listening though, but have a beautiful evening, brother.
Well, thanks, Brian.
You
too, man. Until the next time. And tell Al he can listen too.
Yeah,
all right, man.
I pass
talk
that
to you
down.
Later.
All right, man. All right, later.
Okay. All right. Hello, caller. Caller. Can you hear me, caller? Hello. Caller. Oh, well, we must have lost that one. I don't get no response. I hope they're listening to me. I hope y'all can hear me. Oh, well, we'll just move on and try to get that one back. Let's try the next caller. Hello, caller. Hey. Hello. Next caller. I'm not reaching you all. Hello. Caller. Hello. Oh, Lord. Well, we'll try to get through that one. We got one caller so far, y'all. Tell me your thoughts and your comments. Can you tune in? Did you listen to me? Am I coming through loud and clear? Hello? We'll just try the next caller there. Hello, caller. Caller. Hello.
Hey, it's your nephew.
Yeah. Who this? Hello. Who this? I got you on live. Hey, who this?
Hey, this is your nephew, Stevie. I'm just in the background listening, letting the other callers talk, so just to let you know.
Oh, okay. Well, good. How you doing?
All right.
Good.
All right, I'm gonna go on mute and let the other callers chat, okay?
Okay. All right, we'll do. Thanks, man.
Willis, man.
Hello, Paula. Hello.
Skip, this is Willis.
Yeah. What's up,
can
Willis?
You,
how you be, brother?
Oh, what's going on, brother, man? I done gotten through. What's going on, man?
Good. Nothing, man. I'm just talking about how America was second to none when we used to have our fingers in the whole manufacturing gambit. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, Huh?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, man, you know, growing up, man, we had foundation for productivity and great production, that's all. You know, and now
absolutely.
I feel like I said,
absolutely.
I hate feeling like a dinosaur, Willis. I really do, man, like
okay,
I'm extinct
okay,
because,
okay.
Man, because to see how it came from then to now, man, it's like, shit. I mean, shoot, excuse me, y'all. I can't be saying that on the live line. But, you know, it gets kind of crazy
right.
And frustrating sometimes because, hey, man.
Sometimes it slip out.
Yeah, it slipped out. It's like, man, you know, I believe in getting what you pay for, but at the same time, let it last, man. You know?
Stuff they're putting out now, man.
I mean, what we done got turned out, like we on crack or something, but then and put this Chinese stuff in our face in our lives for over 30 years, and that's all we want. That's all we want is something made in China. We just care with something made nice, like a nice furniture set or a mattress. Man, we run for the hills. Don't even know how to act. Straight up. Can't get no sleep for work because we're used to garbage. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I'm wondering. I just hope it ain't me. That's all. That's all,
no,
man.
It's definitely just not you, bro. You know what I mean? Hey, it's a lot of people that does not say anything. You just happen to be the person that's saying something about it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, man, Willis, I don't mind that, but it's just like when it was when I was growing up. If it's 10 gang bangers out in front of a party and there's 60 of us in the party, right?
Right.
And when I say, let's come out here, they can't jump on us all at once. It's more us than them. And they close that door, and it's me and my boy, three girls fighting for our life. They came Monday morning to school. They asked me, hey, y'all get home. No, man. I mean, hey, it's only strength in numbers, man. You know, and your mind, how you feel and how you want it to be. I'm trying to get my money up to this garbage, man. Look at your car. They give you 6 months to pay for it, and 2.5 it start falling apart. If they don't
absolutely,
feel it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So, I want to just make sure that I ain't no fool or nobody just out here to be out here. That's all, brother. You know, and if I can try to enlighten the people and let everybody know, man, hey, you know, what can be done about it? Like I said, we need to go down here, shake them trees on them oily politicians and them punks that's the head of our chambers of commerce down there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it's like a dictatorship to them. If you ain't got the right amount of money and all the stuff that they want, you won't be able to start no business here. Especially being a minority, they want you to fail. You know
they won't even talk to you. They won't even give you a conversation. You know, they won't even give you a conversation.
No. And that's why I hate to try to act like I'm switching topics, but I hate the fact that, you know, one good thing that Trump did, to me, you know what one thing Trump did good?
What's that?
For us minorities, he didn't say it, but he had a good plan. When he let us get some PLP and the grants, because he didn't have to go through Congress and the Senate to ask for a stimulus, which they was going to tell him like they did under all them other pumps, just give him $900. You know what I'm saying?
I give
him credit for that. I give him much more credit because when he did that, that let us know that, hey, you know what? Everybody get a chance to get on the playing field and play. And that's all you ever wanted from somebody. You know, and the thing is that's the same way with our manufacturing, bro. You know what I'm saying? You can take a chance on the people because it's enough of them. Well, hey, you can give them jobs and you can manufacture a good product because America's always been that. Look at our sporting gear. Willis, I didn't know they closed down Wilson Sporting Goods over there on the west side, man.
Huh?
Remember Wilson, the basketball and the baseball glove people? Yeah, they got rid of Rawlings. Hell, they threatened to get rid of Louisville Slugger. And where your baseball bats going to come from? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, right.
I didn't know that. Well, so, that's what I'm saying. It's up to us to let them know. We don't like what you're doing.
All them were black manufacturers, man. All them were black manufacturers.
No, but I'm saying it was manufactured in Chicago where, like I said, that nickname that they got, second to none, you could mess with Chicago. Well, you know how many people came up here from Mississippi, all the post-Southern states, just to get these jobs in these places? I had a friend of mine, mama retired from Wilson Sporting Goods. She had every soccer ball, football, every sports equipment in her basement. You know, but they left the South and came up here to get a job, and she worked there for 35 years, man. I mean, that was when it was boom time and progression because manufacturing played a good key. You didn't need no education. You just had to show up for work, you know.
Right.
And that was the key. But, you know, now everything is predicated on video games and services. You ain't got to think no more.
Right. They used to train back in the day. And then you pick you catch on to it, and it was on after that. You know, it was on.
Right. That's how your daddy got that Cadillac every other 2 years. That's how your mom's always about new furniture, even upholstered it to keep it for a little bit longer. You know, that's when your houses always have brand new lawnmowers and gutters put up. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Just so you can enjoy life. It was all give and take.
Right.
But now they're doing more taking than giving, and it's like a lot of us is ASS, out. You know what I'm saying? So,
right. Yeah.
So that's basically crazy. Yeah.
Definitely got a point there.
You definitely got
an old school point there, man.
Yeah, man. See what's around you. I mean, remember, man, listen. And I'm going to say this, and this is funny, but it ain't funny. I hate to admit you know you old when your baby pictures are still in black and white. Mine is. But,
hold on. When you're what?
I said, you know you old when your baby pictures are still in black and white. You know, that's funny, but
that's
you know what my comeback is to that, right? You know what my comeback is to that, right?
I was
around the last generation when things was on the upbeat. You know what I'm saying? For real, man. For real.
Okay.
I mean, remember K-Tel Records? When they had all them number one hits put on one album, K-Tel Records? You know, stuff like that. You remember the Pocket Fisherman? Stuff like that. People manufactured it and made it for it to be good, man, and last a while. You know, so... Now, I'm wondering, where did we get off this boat from? Because it was a nice ride we took. Straight up.
Right.
You know, that's it. But, hey, Willis, man, thanks for calling in. I'm going to see if I can get another call in, bro.
All right, then, bro. Like I said, I just want to call and holler to my brother, man. It's always a pleasure, all right?
All right, thanks. I appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
Hey, man, you know how we do it, bro. You know how we do it, man. I will be tuning in again, all right?
Okay, we'll do. I'll just send you the text and let you know when it's going down, bro.
Tenfold, brother. I much love, my brother. Much love.
To you as well, and thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Hello. Hello, Carla. Hello, Carla. Carla. Hello, Carla.
Oh,
I guess we'll have to wait to go to another caller then. Hello, caller. You live. You're on live with Skip. Hello, caller. Hello.
This some training exercise.
I need you, Paula. Hello.
Yeah, why they all got black on? He got black and they all got black. I saw something. I see something, but it ain't real. It's changed.
Hello. Hello, caller.
Bless you.
Hello, caller. Well, I'm missing it. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to get these phone callers in, and I don't get no response. If you just wait for my response, then you can call in.
Hello?
Hello? Hey, caller. Who is this? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's
Hello?
Going on?
What's up, this B?
Who is it? Who?
This B from your garage.
What's up, boy? That's how you tune in. I'm glad I got a chance to talk to you with the response, too. I'm finally learning how to work this board, man.
I'm starting to say hello.
Right. Well, I guess it takes some time. So, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, get it together, man. But, yeah, man, you know, I'm here, man. Show's alive and kicking. You're on air live, bro. You know. My topic tonight was about
having,
how to, huh?
I say, I ain't got no black and white baby pictures, man, but I got some baby pictures.
It's the truth. See, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Straight up. You know, that's why it's the truth. You need to walk in your shoes first before you talk about it. You know,
I can pray to make it to where you at, man. No doubt.
Yeah,
for real.
That's all right, man. That's all right. You know, it's in God's hands, brother. Shit, I'm just spoken His will. That's all. Straight up. But if you talk to me 25, 30 years, I'd have looked at you and laughed. You know, like, what? You gonna do what? I'd be like, no, that ain't me. Straight up.
We following y'all guidance.
Well, you know, hey, as long as it ain't no narcissism involved, man, hey, you know, with your conscience and God, hey, let them guide you. You'll be there, man. You'll be great. But the subject matter tonight was on how we lost our manufacturing base in the shop, man. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So that's what I was trying to make a vocal point on, you know, because I come up in a time when, hey, man, we were a boom town in every facet of the manufacturing, man, even clothes, man. I mean, you can go to L.A. and do all this stuff. And you can go to New York, but the Shy had the best assets because we didn't want to compare with them, and we were more innovative to our own stuff. Look at Bell and Howe. You know Bell and Howe, the gadget people? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Scopey, they still around. Bell and Howe, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, Zenith and Motorola was just the beginning. You know? Tanfield Park, Dixie Road, next to the Tucker Car Plant. I mean, man, we had it going on, man. That's why, you know, I don't know, maybe Daily Daddy had to try to rule it with an iron fist, like imitated Irish godfather he thought he was, but it was a beautiful thing, man. Really it was. It was a damn beautiful thing. And you know, now it's like a foregone conclusion. You know?
Yeah.
Because until we decide we can get it back, it ain't gonna never happen. Like I said earlier tonight, all the vacant lots and all these places you got in these neighborhoods, man. We can manufacture and make some more manufacturing companies. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to be worrying about the competition with China. But our stuff will be built to last. You know what I'm saying? I remember the key coats we used to wear.
Do you remember? Do you remember that hostess shop on 55th and State?
The who? Yeah, that was Dolly Madison. With the peanut.
Oh, okay,
I remember I used to go in there. Dolly Madison, get all the singles and all that. Yeah, man, we used to go there.
Exactly.
They used to have a wholesale place. That little store that you can buy wholesale from. You know?
Uh-huh.
And that used to be a good time. Right in the projects, right in the ghetto. Remember? Right off the 55th.
Yeah.
Down the street from the hole. Because we used to go to the hole and do our little business, come down there. So when we decide getting the munchies, we have something to eat. Straight up. That was my growing period, man. I remember that like yesterday, bro. Straight up. And then you go out on the west side, now out south, you go to Jay's Potato Chips, where they used to make them.
What about Pizza King?
Mm-hmm. Right there on the corner. And then little strip mall. These were the things that we had that we could call our own, man. And then we would export it out, not only out the country, to the whole world, man. We would export stuff out to the world. You know, people would be over in Europe and places like that and be looking at you like, from Chicago? Yeah. They'd look at you and say, oh, Canfield Pop, Lemon Lime, Ginger Ale.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, Canfield. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But now, man, it's like all we got is video games and services, bro. You know what
I'm
saying?
And then the stores in the neighborhood, a lot of the stores in the neighborhood, you know, in the ghettos, it ain't even black owned. It's Arab or Palestinian or it's never black.
Because they did that by design, bro. Because I'm going to tell you something. Jim Brown was the first one. The famous Jim Brown, our boy. The football legend. When he played with the Cleveland Browns back in 1966 to 67, that was when black people had mom-and-pop stores. And Jim Brown was trying to teach other people to get into mom-and-pop stores. You know, he was trying to teach them about inventory, invoices, supplies, who your distributors will be if you get a contract with these people to come to the store. You know, and like everything else Jim Brown did, they sabotaged them because they didn't want nobody to really feel and help their people. You know, and then by 1985, they gave up on black mom-and-pop stores, man, because the distributors and the manufacturers started acting flaky like that they couldn't pay their bills on time and their money, man. That's why your Palestinians and Arabs come over here with a 7 years tax-free and a $50,000 grant.
Man, I'm trying to tell you.
They didn't pay taxes for 7 years. They didn't. You know, and then they want to be hush-hush about it. Because remember, when they used to do it, they had their stores, they used to burn it down for the insurance with the ambulance chasing lawyers. But now they just report their relatives. Now they just import their relatives here.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, this is what I hate to say it, that we kind of spawned this ourselves because we was in it for the now, not the later, bro. I mean, out south. You look at Dempsey Travis and them. Had all that real estate property, but once Dempsey Travis died, his kids fighting over it. Joe Louis Milk. You know what I'm saying? Hell, Leon's Barbecue. You know, remember Leon out on 103rd? You know, 59th and Racine. Yeah, man. See, but that's the thing. It was like, you know, we just gave up and it was too time consuming. Hell, I can go back to tell you why the hell did Barry Gordy sell Motown for only $64 million back in 1989. You know, why did Johnson Publishing sell out and now they done knocked that building down and could have put some high-rise apartments down there off of 9th and Michigan. You know, that's just the nature of our beast. But, you know, I hate to say it that sometimes we're going to have to do like Jimi Hendrix and Bruce Lee did. Like Jimi Hendrix and Bruce Lee, we're going to have to go over to Europe or the Far East to re-educate ourselves and come back here and kick ASS. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, because without it, if we never get a chance to see how the other half lives, we're going to stay in this obscurity, just laying around the hood, man. You know, that's basically it. That's why it's crazy, man. It's really crazy, but, hey, I'm in the twilight years, and I just want to get back to what worked. You know what I'm saying? And those things really worked, you know, because, hey, you think about it, it was just labor. Once we got into the jobs and we learned how to work them, we didn't want nothing else. All we wanted was to be successful and take care of our families. And as long as there was a demand for the products, as long as there was a demand for those products that they was making with quality, they knew that they can retire from that, man. They wasn't worried about nothing else. All they had to do was show up for work every day. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that was a beautiful thing. That was a beautiful thing instead of now you have to come to work for necessity because they got a straight ghetto-ass noose on your neck to make them telling you, hey, if you don't come, you're going to see the outcome. Don't come and check out the outcome. And that's how it's predicated on that, man. Seriously, man. Especially being in the most segregated city in the world. I mean, as far as racial. Not economic-wise, I mean as far as really racial, man. Chicago has been and is going to always be the most racially segregated city in the world, man. You know?
Man.
And I just miss those prosperous times that we had, you know? Everybody, not just black people, but we all had a boom time, you know? And I hate to see this all again and go for naught now. And when you're in the ride with your grandkids, you used to tell them, man, that used to be the housing project I grew up into. Now it's Yuppieville, USA. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They're walking their dogs and jogging late night. You know what
and
I'm saying?
$500,000 condos on top of the stuff.
The price went up. Re-gentrification. Because when you re-gentrify, the color's economics. It ain't about color of your skin no more. It's like you can't object because you can't afford to live here.
Exactly.
And that's the whole plan and the process. So, man, that's a cold, callous way. But, you know, like they say, like your crazy President Trump. I'm a businessman first. I don't have a conscience. It's business.
Yeah.
You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? It ain't ethical. It's just business. Straight up. It ain't against the law. It's just business. You know, and that's why we wind up always coming up short, man. Because without the people, it won't be no business. You know?
Exactly.
You ain't selling drugs. You ain't got these people locked in that bad to where they need a fix every morning buying that heroin down there off of Chicago Avenue. Well,
For real, man.
Take it from a guy to talk a lot. When I got to get quiet and my eyes get big, something ain't right. Straight up. You know what I'm saying? That's for real, man. I got to look around like, hey, what's up? You know? That's basically it. So, yeah, man. So, that's it. So, hey, man, thanks for calling in because I'm finna close out, you know.
All right, no problem. I'll hear from you next Sunday.
Definitely. It'll be on, man. You know, I'll let you know. I'll send you the text. Always remember, dial in.
Okay.
Dial in that number I gave you.
Okay.
We can never miss you.
All right.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
All right. No problem.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Okay. Well, now that we got it off, we're about to shut it down, y'all, but I'm going to spend these last couple of minutes to let you all know that, you know,
that, what you're going to do is
right now,
he was talking about earlier.
Right now, it's very important to us to take this initiative to make this stuff happen because we're on our last legs, y'all. And if we don't call questions and ask these people what it's all about and what's going on and what they're doing to us, you know, they're just going to slip it to us and expect us to just be content and happy with what they got to give us. But, you know, my mother used to have an old Mississippi fan, and I always go back to that because I didn't realize what she was saying to me.
Back in the day, shit used to last a lot longer.
You know.
Why should
I spend my money and use your butt? Yeah. Just don't hand me anything. And every day that I live now, seeing what she said and what the truth was behind all that, I keep that in the back of my mind and the first thing in my heart. So I won't be looking stupid and then wind up holding the bag later. So I was just trying to explain and get an understanding and let everybody know because I'm here to motivate, insight, elevate. And, hey, if we can't come to a grand understanding and an idea of what we're doing and what how we're spending our money, we've always been in the dark. So I just want to leave you all with this. It's better, and I mean it's better, to know where your money going instead of not knowing where it been at all just because of somebody else trying to influence you. So in saying that, we're going to sign off tonight. I hope you all have a good, prosperous week. You know, keep some optimism and some hope and keep God first in your life and in your heart that things should work out for the better. Because it's only God's will that's got us going through all this madness and this anxiety. So until next weekend, y'all, I'm going to be signing off. And may God bless and love you. Have a good one now. Bye-bye.